This morning, he taught about the six senses. It's all about eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body, and mind. The last one is the mind, something that you have to know by the mind. It's all the thinking, the perception, all the thinking. All the thought that we are thinking is all perceived by the mind. When all these contacts, like eyes, ears, nose, tongues, contact outside world, and our mind changes into whatever phenomenon, just be aware of it. This is the overall practice principle. But to know all the six contacts at the same time is very difficult. Each contact is like it stimulates us to feel something inside. And when our mind changes, the body changes, the mind changes. Our mind changes because we get impacted or get in contact by outside world. Like we are smiling, that's because we feel happy inside. We see a pretty girl, and the mind is happy, the mind like it. So our body walk towards that woman. The body is like subordinate of the mind. So we should know right at the leader, which is the mind. When we get in contact with the world, just be aware of the mind. For some people, they cannot be aware of the mind. So in that case, just be aware of the body instead first. Once the meditation and concentration is enough, is sufficient to know, then the mind will know, you will know the mind. So if you cannot know the mind, know the body first, it's better than knowing nothing. If the mind wander off to outside the world, just keep watching at the mind. Someday you'll find it. The mind is the leader of all phenomena. Once you can know the mind, you'll know all Dhamma, both body and mind, because everything stems from the mind. Try raise your hand. Who ordered you to raise the hand? Longpa Pramod, right? You answer. If you answer like this, you are not practitioner. Do you notice that your mind order it? Like Longpa said, raise your hand. Some people do not raise your hand because the mind did not order. They're in thinking and all anything. The body can move because the mind orders. The mind is the leader, the body follows. So if we are going to fight it, fight the leader, fight the mind. So be aware of your mind. The mind changes when you see different things, when you hear different things, when you smell different things, when you touch different things. You don't have to analyze things. You don't have to think or analyze all those contacts. Just know the changes in the mind. So when you see pictures or see things in front, you don't have to judge or think like this is beautiful or not beautiful. Just know the mind. This kind of practice is suitable for people in the city. We are not like people in rural area. In the past, they have all the free time in the day. With the agriculture, when they finish the farming, they have activities. Like women will do the fabric, And the men would go to do the chicken fight. It's a culture thing. They have a lot of free times. So they like to do the kind of meditation that make the mind peaceful. Like the women, when they do the fabric, they can do the fabric, and they can be peaceful with that things, with that activities. They take time, they don't have to hurry. They have a lot of free times. Sometimes they don't have things to do. Once the farming is finished, they don't have anything to do. In the morning, they take the buffalo out to eat, to the grass. They feed the buffaloes. Nothing to do much. Take the buffaloes to the bath. So people in the past, they have a lot of times, but for us, we work in the morning until at night. Holidays, we find works to do. There are fine works to do. We cannot stay still. So life of people in the city and people in the rural area in the past is very different. People in the rural area, they're just hard with the living. But for us in the city, we have a lot of things to eat. Anyone have a problem? Like, I don't know what to eat today. Like, so many things to eat. It's too much to eat. Walk into the mall, a lot of shops, a lot of restaurants. While people in the rural area, they don't have much to eat. Just vegetables, simply with the rice. The life is very simple. So they have a lot of time to be with themselves. But for us, we go out our body and mind all the time. So for us, people in the city, to do the meditation, to get into jhana, it's very difficult. Our master are like brutal people in that period of time. They have a lot of time. The life is quite hard in the living. What they all want for the master at that time is to have peaceful mind, peaceful meditation. They have a lot of time so they can practice. So they practice that way. But people these days, there are a lot of things to do. To do the meditation, to do the peaceful meditation is very difficult. So to watch the mind is very suitable for people in the city. To do the jhana, to do the deep meditation, we cannot really do it. To really watch the body is best to have deep meditation in jhana. But to watch the mind, it's easier, and you just observe what's happening to the mind. Lompu Dun, his master, also said before that to watch the mind, watching the mind will be very popular in the future in the city. Lompa didn't believe at that time. He didn't believe at that time. Just be aware that he did not believe, but he thought that he must have some reasons behind it, but he didn't know why. Because at that time, Lompa saw that every school, they all taught about watching the body, observing the body, doing the body meditation. Lompa Tian, also body movement, is all in the body chapter. To walk, to do the walking meditation, is also body meditation. The forest monks also do the meditation on the body. But Lung Po Doon said, watching the mind will be popular in the city. So he was in doubt. He didn't believe, but he would wait and see. The time has passed to watch the mind. Watching the mind has really gaining popularity. When Lung Po first started teaching watching the mind, a lot of people against what Lung Po taught. Because for Lung Po actually started with mind watching. Unlike others, Lung Po Doon taught him to watch the mind. And any other masters that Lung Po met, they all taught Lung Po about watching the mind. So actually all the master, the great masters, they teach us based on each individual nature. If the masters taught him about the body, it will not suit Lung Po. He used to try to watch it, like to watch the body, like he tried to watch the hair, watch the scalp, until like he get into deep meditation, until like everything is all gone, it all exploded, like the body exploded. Come, like they exploded into pieces, the body. He watched further. The body still exists with that little pieces. Those pieces turns into light. So he knows that everything, when it all go into pieces, finally it will become the light. But he thought it was shallow. It's not enough for him. The body just get exploded within short time for him. Like from the hair, from the skull, from the skin, from the body, exploding into pieces, into the light. For him, it's like minutes, 2 minutes. It was not fun for him. But when Lung Po Doon taught him to watch the mind, it was like he felt like he was a fish that got into the river, to the big river. Watching the mind is full of many different things that he never experienced before. The mind can work in 14 ways. The mind can be wholesome or unwholesome. It can be good or bad, or not good and not bad. The mind can be many things. The mind can be thinking mind, focusing mind, wandering mind, a lot of things of the mind to learn. And he felt that it was so fun to watch the mind, to learn about the mind. He can learn many different things of the mind. So he gets satisfied to keep watching the mind. So once the passion to watch the mind exists, then he got to have diligence, and he has attention to try to see what's happening with the mind, what arising, what falling off. He tried to learn and study in details of the mind, each detail of each type of the mind. So when Lung Po get into practice, it's called Ittipatsi, to have the passion, and you get to keep learning it, to keep improving it. It's called Ittipat. Itti means power. Bat is like foundation. So Ittipat means like the foundation of success. If you have this foundation, then you can do anything and you get success. So he has all these four elements. Ittipat. When he first tried to watch the mind, he did it wrong for the first 3 months. He tried to watch the mind, but focus a lot in the mind. He referred to when he was 7 years old. He did that before. He tried to keep the knower. So he went to see Luang Pu Dun. He submitted the homework. Luang Pu asked, "How is the mind?" Luang Pa said, "Oh, the mind is very, it has a lot of phenomenon." He said, "I have the knower here very distinguishly." Luang Pu said, "That's wrong. You interfere the mind. The mind has the nature of thinking, and you did something until the mind do not think. Go back and do it again. That's all wrong." He said the master in the past is very brutal to his disciples, his students. Luang Pu said, "Go back. Start it over again. This is all I teach." So Luang Pa came back. Okay, he did it all wrong. Thinking of the first time, Luang Pu told him that practicing is not difficult. It's difficult for those who don't practice. You have been reading a lot. Now it's time for you to read the mind. Luang Pu told him to read the mind. Okay, Luang Pa said to himself, "So from now on, I will read my mind." He said, "To read the mind is not to write the story. Just read it." He watched it for 4 months. And finally, he knows what the mind actually is. Altogether, 7 months studying with Luang Pu. It's considered quite quickly. Why quick? Because I have Ittibat, the foundation for success. Are you happy when you watch the mind? Anyone have happiness when you watch the mind? Like you are happy to watch the mind. Nobody have to order you to do that. You're just happy to do it. If you're happy to do it, no one has to order you. You just keep practicing by yourself. And the mind will just learn things that what's happening to the mind, and it will get to understand. If like once in a while you just get to observe the mind, you won't really get to understand it quickly. So like you want to know a person, you have to really know him, to know that person very well before you really know how he's like. Like the monk who ordained for temporarily at this temple. He tried to observe like how each monk is like in deep nature. It's very difficult because like when the person asks to ordain at this temple, the mind is good. But the longer they stay at this temple, the real person, the real self will appear. So Luang Pa will observe the monks. If anyone is not good, Luang Pa would recommend them to leave the monkhood. But the good one, Luang Pa will ask, "Are you really going to leave the monkhood?" But for bad ones, if the bad one asks to leave the monkhood, he would, "Okay, agree, you can go practice." So you better know yourself if I say this. Some people say, next time I would like to ask to ordain again." He would suggest like, "Okay, you can do it as a lay person." So he kind of selective. Like this person, he would be too popular. He has his fan club, too many fan club. So if he ordained, a lot of people will come. For this case, he should go like to a temple that is very deep in the forest. Like this, too popular, too good. I won't take it. A popular people, he would not prefer. Too many fan club will come to the temple. So go find like a place where it's hard to find. So for a popular monk, he cannot really do personal things much. All the fan club will come, take the pictures, post into Facebook. So Longpa select who can stay at this temple. The important thing is to learn your mind. Longpo Man said, if you can gain understanding about the mind, you can gain understanding about all the Dhamma. All the masters teach and all it comes into the mind. Longta Mahabua, another master, also said it's all about the mind. Wholesomeness, unwholesomeness, nirvana, everything is all stemmed from the mind. So practicing with the mind, it will not be slow. But important thing is to have ittibhasi, the success foundation. Learn a lot, practice a lot, cultivate mindfulness, let it be contact with the world, and just be aware what happens when it comes into contact. Once you know the mind, you know both the body and the mind. Practice it like this. It's not very difficult.